We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You couldn't make this up, Lee.
I know.
You really couldn't. The New York City Council is considering banning fur.
What fur?
But no, animal fur.
Oh, that's what fur.
Sales of fur. Oh, I understand. You grew up in the South.
Yeah, yes, I did, ma'am.
You thought I meant fur. Like, I get that for nothing. Like that? No, yeah. Fur. F-U-R. Fur.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just confused the entire audience. I apologize for that. Okay. The bill bans the sale of all fur, like the kind you would wear fashionably.
Right, yeah.
Except the sales of used fur.
Okay.
So, you know.
I got this low mileage piece of fur here for you.
Okay. All right. This is just
all
the
fur used fur.
All fur.
Very true. Very true. It is all used.
Yeah, that's true. It was used by the animal who was mercilessly slaughtered. And see, that is the problem. You know why they want to do this? Because the slaughter of living animals is cruel. It's cruel, and we must take a stand. The bill was pushed by, guess who? People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Well, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
And actress Angelica Houston has pushed for this.
I'm disappointed. I used to like her.
Yeah. And they say, because it's cruel to kill animals for their fur. Okay, I'm trying to wrap my head around this, okay? It's cruel to kill animals, so we're going to ban fur, but it's not cruel to kill full-term baby humans.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
How? How do you have this level of empathy in your human heart for animals and see them as a living thing, but not see a full-term baby as a living thing?
It has nothing to do with empathy. It has everything to do with politics and power. That's it.
I can't make my mind won't
That's
bend.
Why?
I can't bend it. I can't understand.
It's
I can't
not
understand
ethics.
The mentality.
It's politics.
Again, understand, I'm not talking about all abortion even. Okay? I'm talking about, this is a state where they celebrated the ability to kill a baby that is full term up to the moment of birth. And they think they think that was something to celebrate. But they're outraged by the slaughter of animals for fur. Okay. Then it goes completely off the rails. Okay. Apparently this is a racial issue. Wait.
Okay.
What? African American leaders say the bill is an attack on black culture. Are the animals black? No. On Monday, more than 100 black pastors signed a letter decrying the ban on fur. Fur has given black people standing, fortitude, and strength in the face of bigotry, injustice, and intolerance throughout history. I had no idea.
I had no idea either, but you know what? I'm down for the struggle.
All right, me too. Right.
Well, now, here's another racial component of it. What about Native Americans? You know, Native Americans use every bit of an animal. If they kill the buffalo, they eat the meat, they use the bones, they use the leather, the hide, all of that. Are you going to keep this away from the indigenous population of this continent?
I see. I don't know. Last week, a rally of black clergy and other community leaders at City Hall demonstrated their opposition to the racist fur ban. Several wore fur hats despite temperatures near 70 degrees. Okay, you know what is amazing?
You know who else wears fur hats?
Russians! Russians! Oh, it's all connected. You can tell. It's all connected.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what kills me about this? We have 100 black pastors rallying to defend the right of black people to wear fur.
Right.
Where were they defending the right of black babies who are being slaughtered at a higher rate than white babies?
Well, south of the Mason-Dixon line, you do get some African-American pastors who do talk about that. For some reason, north of the Mason-Dixon line, for the most part, they don't want to talk about that.
Okay. All right. Here's something else I want to talk about. You know what is so funny is we're now hearing from people who have to manage actual like money and be responsible for like what advice they give the people whose money they're managing.
Right.
And person after person is like, this is just an artificial dip. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Tariffs aren't going to do anything. Bye. Goldman Sachs, $1.2 trillion fund manager, just put out a buy order. Said buy the dip. Buy the tariff dip.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming back up. In other words, tariffs aren't going to hurt the country at all. They're not going to hurt the economy at all. They're not. And now this from Bloomberg saying today what I told you yesterday. China loses more from the trade war than the U.S. In fact, we could gain. Now, listen to this. Keep in mind, China won't be supplying, talking about the tariffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the goods that China's supplying. China won't be supplying those inputs, they're calling them inputs, they're goods, forever, especially if the tariffs remain. Within a few years, a country such as Vietnam will provide the same products, probably at cheaper prices, because Vietnam has lower wages.
A few years, heck, probably a few weeks or months.
It's going to be weeks, yeah. No, it's going to be weeks. They're up and ready to go. And again, the San Francisco Fed, listen, I got this hysterical text from somebody who says, where'd it go? Oh, where'd it go? Now, basically, the gist of their text was that I make above average income, so I can afford to pay more, but people like them will really suffer.
They don't know us very well on radio,
They don't. No, they don't. So that's what they, and that I just don't care about the little guy. Again, China supplies 2% of the goods that American consumers buy. Trump is only tariffing at this point 34% of 2%.
And in Common Core math, that's about a third.
Yeah, that's like a third of 2%.
Yeah.
I know that. I mean, it actually is hard to do numbers on the radio because people are driving and stuff. I'm like, I know that. So 34% of 2%. Okay. So what that means is less than one percentage point of the goods U.S. consumers buy will have 25% tariffs on them. Less than 1%. So, I mean, if you've got time on your hands, this person said they were elderly too, I guess. If you've got time on your hands, it might be fun to do a Chinese tariffed goods search. You know, like how companies that want to do PR, they'll hide a $100 bill downtown in Greenville and everybody goes nuts looking for it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go find. It'll be like a scavenger hunt. Go see if you can find a tariffed Chinese good.
Well, like I said earlier this morning, I saw a Facebook ad for somebody that makes bicycles, the upper end stuff that are like, you know, $1,200, $1,500. And they said that they will not be passing along the tariffs on Chinese imported goods, that they will be absorbing the cost and keeping their prices at where they are now. That was their ad.
Yeah, and that's what that European Economic Study found, that we've been reading, that 4% of 4 percentage points of the 25 percentage point tariff will be passed along to the consumers, and the other 20 points the Chinese will bear. They have to. They can't raise their prices.
Well, and some companies may have to absorb it anyway because they can't take, they'll be willing to get a lower profit margin in order to keep market share.
So, I mean, my whole point with all of this is just the hysteria is way, way overblown.
Well, economists are not using Econ 101 to reason about this. That's
the thing.
It's
political.
Exactly. And it's all a zero-sum game situation. That's the way they're looking at this. That, well, if this happens, then every bit of it is going to be this. No, it's not. That's not how an economy works. It's not how trade works, even when it is not even free trade as we are dealing with.
Meanwhile, we're hearing the Chinese are retaliating, and that's hurting some farmers. And it
that
is,
sucks.
And that sucks. But
really here in the South.
Yeah, it does. But there's another but here. The thing is that since the tariffs that China has tariffed wheat and soy, guess what? Prices are down 20%.
Well, and that hurts farmers.
It hurts farmers, but it helps consumers.
Yes.
Soybeans are at 10-year low in prices, and the animals, the amounts of wheat and soy are involved. I mean, it's very tiny. Yet it hurts farmers. But again, the market will adjust. There's either a market for this or there isn't.
Trump administration yesterday was reported to be looking at $15 billion in aid to U.S. farmers. I hope that goes to the small farmers, not the big corporate farmers, because there's a huge difference.
Yeah.
But anyway, but that does hurt farmers. But hopefully also the U.S. government and the U.S. Department of Commerce will be trying to find more new markets for American goods for those for that extra grain and the other products that we've got available.
But here's the thing. Okay, suppose the wheat farmers and the soy farmers are permanently hurt by this and some of them go out of business. Okay, we hate to see that, okay? But nobody puts this in the full context of 3 million manufacturing jobs lost since the year 2000. That's a massacre.
Yeah. Yeah.
We lost more manufacturing jobs since the combo of Clinton allowing the Chinese into the WTO and NAFTA, which is what has allowed them to weaponize their goods against us in violation of every trade agreement that they signed, right? They're in the wrong, not us. They walked away from the deal. We didn't, okay? They knew what the they knew what the penalty would be. It would be tariffs. They walked away anyway. They invited the penalty. That was their decision. But, you know, if you look at it, you can't. Everybody is just going, well, I mean, some farmers are going to be hurt, and less than 1% of U.S. goods will have tariffs, and they might be more expensive. Well, yeah, but what was on the other side? It's not a zero-sum game. Yep. It's they've already taken our aluminum industry with falsely subsidized aluminum. It's almost completely wiped out. They were going to take the steel industry. They were weaponizing other industries. They were already knee-deep in the pork industry, and they own the pork companies now. I mean, the pork companies forced to sell them because they can't compete with the Chinese pork. So, I mean, you go on and on and on and on. How many manufacturing jobs are we talking about? Again, 3 million since the year 2000 as the combined effects took effect. And we've lost more jobs since China was let into the WTO and we had NAFTA, then we lost in all of the Great Depression. We lost over half. We didn't lose that many manufacturing jobs in the Great Depression. Not the Great Recession. The Great Depression. What was the cost of that? Oh, we don't care. So, I mean, when you're like, well, some farmers got hurt, we hate that, Lee, but let's put it in perspective.
Well, no matter what's going on in the economy or in the world trade, there is somebody that's going to lose, and sadly, that's just going to be it may be temporary until there's other markets that are found, or prices come back up, or there's a bad crop year, and then, you know, prices go back up on their own because of demand and supply. But you know, there's always going to be a loser somewhere.
And again, how do we lose those manufacturing jobs?
Right.
Not through legitimate competition.
Yeah, exactly.
No. We lost them because the Chinese targeted industries with their weaponized goods that are subsidized by the communist government because they're not as good at capitalism as we are. And so they have to subsidize them to cheat. Do you know how they do this, too? I read a piece on it. It's fascinating. These Chinese Communist Party members and members in high standing go to the party and get them to convince the government to weaponize their production facility against a certain industry with subsidies. So, I mean, you know who's making bank here? The leaders of the Communist Party. And our multinationals are in partnership with them to drive down these prices only temporarily till they kill off the industry. It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Texter writes, can you please post the article that talks about 2% of goods coming from China on your Facebook page? Already did. Texter writes, not surprisingly, I can't find it on Google. It's on my Twitter as well, if you want to read it. Meanwhile, gosh, we haven't even gotten today's epic rant. I meant to do it in the first hour. Shows you the kind of day we've had here. It's already 9:24 and 50 seconds. Anyway, today's epic rant comes from the president on the Democrat field. And as usual, when sizing up his opponents, he nails it.
I'm looking at the competition. You sort of dream about competition like that, but who knows? Who knows? I got boot edge. I got them all. I got Beto. Beto's falling fast. What the hell happened? Remember about four weeks ago, he said, I was made for this. He was made for it. He was made to fall like a rock. What happened to him? But he's trying to restart his campaign. That generally doesn't work out too well. Political geniuses, when you have to restart your campaign, history has said that that does not work out well, right? History has said that that's trouble. But he's going to restart his campaign. But I'm looking at it. I don't know what the hell happened to Biden. What happened to him? I'm looking. I said, that doesn't look like the guy I knew. What happened to him? And Bernie, you know, Bernie's crazy. Bernie's crazy. But Bernie's got a lot more energy than Biden, so you never know. No, Bernie's got a lot of energy. but it's energy to get rid of your jobs. He's got the opposite energy that you produce. Not good energy. You don't like his energy. But, you know, so it's going to be one of these people. Pocahontas, I think, is probably out. Well, you got some beauties there. 350 million people, and that's the best we can do. I don't think so. Even as Democrats, I could pick better than that.
Yeah, pretty accurate assessment of the field, but who knows who will eventually show up? That's kind of scary. But anyway. Meanwhile, Joe Biden announces that President Trump is an illegitimate parent, illegitimate president, because as we all know, the Russians put him in office. Wait, no, they didn't. How is he an illegitimate president based on Russian activity if not one vote was changed? I guess no one's going to explain that. You just have to believe. It's like Santa Claus. You just have to believe. Or else you don't get the goodies. Here's Biden on the campaign trail. This is what they actually think, folks.
He is an illegitimate president in my mind. My biggest fear is that he's going to do it again with the help of Vlad, his best pal, and we're going to be stuck for 6 more years of this guy. And that is terrifying.
Would you be my vice presidential candidate? You're absolutely right. And now they have an investigation of the investigators who are investigating whether or not Vladimir Putin and the Russians engaged in trying to affect our life. Give me a break. Gosh almighty.
I mean, conservatives agree with... Give me a break. I can't believe...
Illegitimate president. All right. Texter writes, let's go to the text line, 71307. If we have to go back to $10 t-shirts as opposed to 3 for $10 t-shirts, then our landfills won't be as full. Paying more is an environmental win. Maybe. I mean, if you're just purely going to look at landfills, but we're not going to be paying more, folks. It's not going to happen. It's not. I mean, who says who? Bloomberg. Again. And I read this earlier. Article by Bloomberg says the Chinese are most likely to lose the trade war. Why? Why did they say? I just read it to you. Vietnam will just plug in the supply chain. Bloomberg points out. I read you the quote. They just plug in the supply chain. They've got cheaper prices. They've got cheaper labor anyway. It's about time they did. Folks, I'm telling you, this is how, you know what, people don't understand how capitalism works, and that's how people are able to get away with this. This is an article by Tyler Cohen, Bloomberg. Headline, China loses more from this trade war. Here's what they say. Keep in mind, China won't be supplying these inputs forever, especially if tariffs remain. Within a few years, a country such as Vietnam will provide the same products, perhaps at cheaper prices. It's going to be a few weeks, folks. It's not, I'm telling you, this is a disaster for the Chinese. It is. And again, less than 2% of the goods consumers buy in America are made by the Chinese. And Trump is only tariffing 34% of those. You're not going to be living in crisis, unable to afford to put clothes on your children's back. Texter writes, fix the whole tariff problem by American. Texter writes, Tara, if Trump is an illegitimate president, remember it happened on Sleepy Joe's watch.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, so I remember, Lee, both of us. I mean, you know, during the Obama administration, we were not happy campers.
No,
you know what
not
I'm
at all.
We were not thrilled with the direction that the country was going in.
A stressful time for us.
Yeah, it was. It was hard. I don't recall ever dissing, like, the flag or
no
any sort of national symbol because I was frustrated with Obama.
Right, no.
Okay, so I don't understand U.S. soccer star Megan Rapinoe saying she's a walking protest when it comes to the Trump administration. Her decision to kneel during the national anthem is an FU to the White House. I feel like it's kind of defiance in and of itself to just be who I am and wear the jersey and represent it. Because I'm as talented as I am, she said. I get to be here. You don't get to tell me if I can be here or not. I don't think anybody was trying to do that.
No, nobody is trying to do that.
So it's kind of a good F you to any kind of inequality or bad sentiments that the Trump administration might have towards people who don't look exactly like him, which God help us if we all look like him. Scary, really. Well, scary.
I don't know what she's complaining about.
I don't know either.
You know, she is white. Apparently, she appears to be Caucasian to me. So we all know that all of us white privilege card carrying folks, you know, we've got that going for us. So, I don't know anything about her sexual orientation. But, you know, good grief. Look at the Trump administration. I mean, there have been several gay officials that Trump has nominated. Trump, during the campaign, said that he would be a friend to the LGBTQ organizations, and he has been.
And then he invited transgenders to use the bathrooms at Trump Tower. And remember, I forget Bruce Jenner's new name.
What is it?
What's the female name?
Caitlin.
Yeah. Thank you, yeah. Backup Brain. Yeah. We don't usually have to go to Backup Brain in the 9 o'clock hour. Yeah. Usually I am awake by then.
Exactly.
I'm a little off today. Thank you. Caitlin. Yes. Yeah. Caitlin Jenner then went to go use the bathrooms at Trump Tower.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. See, so, I mean, this whole idea that Trump is oppressing somebody, I don't know who he's oppressing exactly. And I'm sitting around waiting for an example. She's going on and on about, you know, he hates people who don't look like him. All right. Let's deal in facts. Give me an example.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me an example. Because, you know, for somebody who hates people who don't look like him, he's doing a really crappy job of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we have, again, record low unemployment for Hispanics. Never been this low ever in American history.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that is a major screw up for a white supremacist, right? Yeah. I mean, that is, you want to talk about somewhere Trump's failed. I mean, if you accept that Trump is, in fact, a hater of people who don't look like him and a white supremacist, that is an epic royal screw up right there. We have black unemployment at almost near record low levels. And remember, I'll never forget the analysis of, you know, businesses are expanding again. Under the Obama administration, we actually, for the first time in America, reached the point where there was more small business destruction than creation. That's mm-hmm. never happened yeah. before. And so when they analyzed, okay, well, we've reversed that trend. We're back to the norm in America, which is more small business creation than destruction. Who was leading the charge there? Who was opening most of these new businesses? It was black and Hispanic women. So, I mean, you want to talk about, I mean, Trump, you know, has succeeded a lot of things. He is a total failure as a bigot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, he couldn't have screwed up worse. If you want a bigot for your president who will keep down somebody else, Trump is not your guy.
Yeah, that you would only want to see companies that are owned and profiting white male stockholders.
Yes. Yeah. So, and I don't understand this whole thing of diss the flag, diss the anthem. I don't get that. Like, I never would have thought to do that because Obama was president. Those two things have nothing to do. I mean, that anthem and that flag represents the founding. It represents all the years of our history, not just some guy who was president.
Or particular events or things that may have been corrected over the period of time.
So I just wish just one time somebody in the media would say, give us an example. What specifically are you angry about? Like, what specific actual action by Trump are you angry about? And how do you know he hates people who don't look like him?
No.
What clued you into that? Because I'd be thrilled. I mean, I would just be thrilled to finally know what they're even talking about. What was it?
Well, I'm sure many of them will point back to his comments at the beginning of the campaign where he talked about bad people coming across the border. And, you know, he said all along, it's not everybody, but, you know.
Well, again, he said illegally coming across the border.
Exactly.
And it turns out he was right. I mean, we had this yesterday. I mean, I'm still not over this from yesterday. You know me, I was walking the halls yesterday going, just shaking my head. You saw me. I was like losing my mind. Again, the report that showed almost half of all federal crimes are committed by non-citizens. This was in 2018. Mm-hmm. Does this come from a conservative website? No. The United States Sentencing Commission, it's a federal government agency. 42.7% of all crimes last year were committed by non-citizens, both those legally and illegally in the country. Shocking numbers. They do 16% of the kidnappings. 18% of the murders. Bribery, corruption, 6% of that. Commercialized vice, that includes prostitution, that's 13.7%. Drug trafficking, they do 24% of that. So, I mean, when Trump said that, he was highly accurate.
Sounds like some criminal diversity, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, holy cow. I mean, wow. I mean, so if we were to just dump, you know what? Guess what? You're here illegally, or you're here legally, but you're a non-citizen, and you commit a federal crime, you go out the door, 42% of those who committed federal crimes would be gone at the end of their sentences. Yeah. I mean, do you know how that would reduce crime? But you can't talk about that.
No, of course.
Because they're here from somewhere else. But again, when you look at here from somewhere else, why do we assume if you're here from somewhere else, you're brown?
Yeah.
That's a faulty assumption.
Yes, it is.
Especially when you look at the visa overstays.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I was shocked. I mean, one of the most eye-opening things I've ever done. Nobody talks about the visa overstays. When we think illegal immigrant, we think Mexican. And you cannot think that. We had a great sheriff in Mecklenburg County where I was a reporter. And every month I'd pull the stats on the illegal immigrants in the jail. We had the 287G program. And I was absolutely shocked. There were illegal immigrants from all over the world. There were a lot of Ukrainians, a lot of Russians, Polish, Vietnamese, Chinese. I mean, it was a true rainbow of diversity.
And a lot of that from visa overstays.
Yeah, those were the visa. And it broke down almost 50-50. About half were Hispanic, which is about how the illegal immigration stats break down. And the other half are not, roughly. And, I mean, there were Iranians. I mean, there were even some countries like I never even heard of before.
So how did you get on this continent to begin with?
I know. Well, I mean, it had to be visa overstays, yeah. I would guess.
Yeah.
But I could not believe the numbers. I just could not believe the diversity. So this idea that if you're here from another country, you're not white. I mean, I hate to break it to you. That's just faulty.
Yeah.
And the reason we don't see their pictures so much is because guess what? Where are the cameras? They're down at the border. Nobody's paying attention to the visa overstays. They just stay.
Right.
They don't go running around, you know what I mean, in groups at the border. So... I just wish for one time they would be held responsible, at least asked the question, what do you mean about Trump's bias? You're going to dish your country on the national stage and stick a thumb in the eye of the folks who love this country because you're upset that you think Trump's a racist. Give me just give me one example. Just give me one solid factual example.
And these coming from the people who play a game for a living. Play a game for a living.
And these coming from the same people who will never, ever condemn the Democrats for their open anti-Semitism.
That too.
Or the New York Times for its open anti-Semitism. They're A-OK with that. Can you get by with hardly any sleep? Maybe you think you can. Might want to ask the people around you. When you're running on less than 6 hours of sleep, problems arise. You have a shorter fuse. You're more anxious, you get distracted more easily, and you take bigger risks. Yeah, I can't operate on no sleep. I'm one of those people. I've got to structure my whole day so I can get in bed on time, or I'm just half out of my mind. Texter writes, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307, why do y'all just lie about everything? Trump dog whistles. He had Steve Bannon on his staff. The only people that listen to this show are closet white supremacists. How is Steve Bannon a racist? Can you give me... Okay, so you, obviously this person cannot give me a single fact on why Trump is a racist other than he dog whistles. Well, when? To who? What did he say? What was it? And how is Steve Bannon a racist? I don't know. See, I mean, this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. No, tell me. I mean, you're going to kneel, dish your country in front of the entire world as a bad place to live. Tell us why. Well, because Trump. Well, no. What specifically are you protesting, you moron? I mean, if I was going to take a knee in front of the entire world, because I have the power as a soccer player on the women's soccer team to change things, right? I genuinely believe. I'm being honest now. I truly believe. This country is a bad, bad place for minorities, and it's because of people like Trump. And I can laser-like focus, draw attention, because I'm the first white female to kneel. That's why she's getting all this attention. Wouldn't you want to fix it? I mean, say specifically what the problem is. It would draw attention to it, right? Whatever racist, horrific thing that Trump is doing to more minorities, if you're going to kneel to protest it, draw attention to it. Give us specifics. What was it? When was it? What can we do to fix it? What do you think we can do to fix it? But they won't. Because they can't. No, you got the world's attention, man. I mean, I hate to use this as an example because it hurts my head. But Kim Kardashian, right? Now, here's an example of a person who did what? Used her 5 minutes of Trump-induced fame. Went to the White House, right? So did Kanye, her husband. She grabbed it. Grabbed it by the throat. Said, listen, here's some cases of people who literally are innocent. They're still incarcerated. You can commute their sentences. You can do something about it, Mr. President. This is unfair. And he did. Okay, we can work with that. I can work with that. Like, that would be how to use your 5 minutes of fame that you steal from Trump. Well, because Trump hates minorities, I'm dissing the anthem. And she didn't even go that far. She said Trump only likes people who look like him. He only wants to further their interests. Tell us how. Tell us what. Give me some facts. This texter can't do it. Well, he associates with Bannon, and I heard on CNN Bannon's a racist. Why? Give me facts. Nah, honestly. This is your limelight. Use it. Use it to fix whatever you think is wrong. Give us a detail or a fact or something so we can address the problem. She can't. Texter writes, hey, Tara, one of my adopted daughters is a Mexican, and my other adopted daughter and son are black. I voted for Trump. Am I a racist? I don't see how. Texter writes, hey, Tara, that texter's a Jack Blank. I'm not a racist, nor do I hide in closets. Here we go again. Tara is dishonest. Is that the same texter as before? Yeah, it's the same text before. Yeah, this is what the liberals do. Man, this is textbook. This is the same person who just texted me. Why do y'all just lie about everything? Trump dog whistles. He had Steve Bannon on his staff. The only people who listen to the show are closet white supremacists. So I challenge him. Give me facts. How do you know Trump's a racist? Give me something factual that occurred. Give me a statistic. Give me something. And all I get back is Tara is dishonest. You got nothing. That's why. You got nothing. You wouldn't dare call me. Because you got nothing. All you got's name calling. All he's got is an economy that just hit record low unemployment for Hispanics. Those are facts. That's a fact. See the problem here? Texter writes, Steve Bannon recruited Paris Tenard, a black man, to the Trump campaign. I see, there's a fact. We can work with facts. There's an actual fact. Texter writes, So if you text the show to say that the only people who listen to the show are racist, and you are obviously listening to the show, that makes you what? Question mark. Question mark. A racist? Texter writes, I can't have much sympathy for the farmers. Oh, talking about tariffs. I can't have much sympathy for the farmers. After 3 months of this, the farmers could have changed crops to something else. But first rule of capitalism is produce something that sells. Not much sympathy. Another texter writes, Trump can't be a white supremacist. He is orange. Well, I mean, never mind. I'm not going there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.